Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. It is Wednesday, January 19th, 2022, and we are here on the East Coast, and it's Blog Talk Radio. And we're the Hope Collection, and my name is Barbara Riley, and we're here today to talk to you about attainable housing or attainable homes, and we want to give everybody an opportunity to be able to call in. And so if you grab a pencil, paper, pen, grab your phone, I'm going to give the call-in number so that you can call in and ask any questions that you might have, and we're just looking forward to hearing, you know, what you might like to learn about affordable, attainable, sustainable, resilient housing. Sometimes we refer to it as tiny homes, and a little bit more about that. But if you're ready now, I'm going to give you the telephone number for calling in, area code 714-816-46. Again, that is area code 714-816-4686. And again, we're the Hope Collection. The Hope Collection has been around for well over 10 years. It's the wonderful idea of being able to help other people, help others to help others. And through the Hope Collection, we have a variety of businesses and services and everything that you could possibly imagine to assist you in life and give hope to others. And we're even creating communities where people of like mind can live together in harmony with the hope that we have. And we can talk more about developing communities as we go along as well. So I'm not sure who might be listening in today. We've had all kinds of fun stuff. We know that Ron Clayton, our soon-to-be president of the Hope Collection, and his beautiful wife, Linda, they're traveling and having fun. So we're glad for them. I think they're going somewhere warm and sunny in the Caribbean. And they might be listening in while they're sitting at the radio show. So we want to say hello to those folks. Have fun and be safe. And then I know that we've had the other folks on, and Bob Oakley and Lynn Kane, and I'm so thankful for all of them. I'm hoping that we can take and create a program that works for everybody. I don't know if we should maybe turn it into 30-minute segments instead of an hour long, but when we get on a roll, we really get on a roll. Let's see who might be calling here. I see somebody now. Hello, area code 716. Who is this?
Well, who do you think it is?
It is you. How sweet is that?
Well, I'm in the process of doing a lot of errands before Lynn and I are leaving in a few hours for Punta Cana. No, yeah, the Dominican Republic. We're actually participating in a convention for Surgery 65 Travel Company, and we're making a pitch to bring the annual convention to Buffalo, New York. And we've made the main presentation. This kind of follow-up, we're going to do it last year. We have it last year, but you know, it's COVID's done everything. But despite everything, it's looking like this year we're going to be able to pull it off. So it'd be a matter of bringing 400 families to Buffalo, New York for a convention. And that's never been done before.
How neat is that?
And
I think
yeah,
that where
exciting.
You're going is a far better place for a convention, though.
Well, it's different. Buffalo is a United States historic destination. Besides
it sure
having
is.
Niagara Falls 25 minutes from our house, our downtown, we have the historic, a group of historic things. Never heard of Wells Fargo? It got started in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear American Express? Got started in Buffalo. Trico,
yeah.
Wiper blades for your cars. And I can go on and on and on. You know, we have the inaugural house for Roosevelt to be sworn in when McKinley was shot at the European Electric when Buffalo lit up the world, and had an exposition here. And so then Roosevelt got, you know, sworn into office here, and that's a museum and really neat, this big mansion called the Jefferson Mansion. And we also have the end of the Underground Railway that Harriet Tubman, everybody gone to high school and learned about Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railway. Well, it ended right in Buffalo in the Heritage Corridor. Right across the street from that, and it's a church and a house there for that, is the world-famous Colored Musicians Club, where forever, if you, a person of color, wanted to get a union card so they could play in public spaces, hotels, and entertainment, they had to get a union card, and they came to Buffalo, New York. People like Dizzy Gillespie, Sammy Davis Jr., Lena Horne, they all came, got to play at the club there, and it's a museum today, interactive music museum. And then right next to that is actually a famous, it's called WUFO. It was one of the first woman-owned public broadcasting radio station in the country. And so there's a historic tour and all that. And actually, anybody that comes to the convention is going to get the passes to go there for either a low fee or either free or very low fee. And so as an incentive to come and find out. Then right down the street from all of that is the Buffalo Naval Park. And it's the largest inland naval and military park in the country. And we've got a submarine and destroyer escort. We got the Little Rock and the Sullivans and the Croker submarine. And then we got a couple planes and helicopters and PT boat, the museum and all that's there. And then there is also, it's called the African American Veterans Monument, first of its kind. It doesn't exist even in Washington, D.C., that the community is going to be recognized with a new monument and a celebration that may happen the same time the convention's on, but it's happening. And the Hope Collection is one of the sponsors of that whole project.
Nice. Are you still on track for in July for the...
Yeah. This year.
It looks like somebody else has joined us. Area code 716812. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Barbara and Ron.
Hey.
Yeah, this is Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Hey. I used to be hosting during the week, but other people have stepped in and taken over. I know that I'm doing fine, Barb. But wow, I just want to say that I want to come on and listen, and I know that you have other guests coming on and talking and stuff. We don't have a need right now for a tiny home, but we always could learn more, and I never want to stop learning.
That's right.
Excellent.
That's great. Same here. I was just saying that, you know, in my spare time, I want to learn about all the trees and plants and animals.
Mm-hmm.
I know a little bit about all of these things, but not enough.
Yeah.
Well, Ron, tell us more about what's going on in your hope for the future. Still with me, Ron? Well, you might be in a sunspot zone. I hear just a little bit of sound, and you can jump in at any point in time, Ron, or hang up, call back. I don't know. So, well, we were just talking about how Ron is going to be traveling and how he's doing that, and then he just told us all about how Buffalo is quite the amazing historical location. My parents honeymooned at Niagara Falls.
Yes.
It's a great destination and historical, and you know, there's so many things that people are going to come to find out that the Korean War, they came out with this helicopter. Everybody's seen the movie MASH, you know, TV show.
Right.
That helicopter is a Bell helicopter, and it was invented and built in Niagara Wheatfield, Niagara Falls, and big plants. The plant is still there.
Really?
So that's something. My dad remembers, he used to tell me the story how when Charles Lindbergh came back from Europe, he literally, they walked the through to St. Louis, they actually flew it back, and flew it right into the airfield over on Elmwood Avenue in Buffalo. They used to make, there was a plant there, a military plant, where they built P-40 Flying Tiger airplanes for World War II. But before that, Charles Lindbergh, there was a huge, you know, the crowds and the people that came. It's because he was such a national hero, being the first man to do the transatlantic flight across the world. And there's just really years and years of really great history that find their way into different aspects of the culture that's here. So we're inviting everybody to come to Buffalo for that time. And it's also a pretty reasonable price city to be in.
Yeah.
You know, so I talk about it, even though today is, well, it's Prosperity Wednesday. And I know you feature about talking about how, and I know you're involved with the development of our new Hopes communities and Hopes homes. Some of the Hopes homes are actually going to be developed through Jobonomics, which you were vitally involved in. And as a new board member, I'm certainly everybody on the call, I want everybody to know that, Barb, that you are a newly elected board member. And we're excited because
you
have taken up the mantle of working with the Housing Division of Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I look forward to us to be able to bring all kinds and sizes of homes. So kind of like we have mentioned, more in the attainable, whatever your budget might be, and based on the size or location, we want to help people to attain a home, and whatever that might be, big or small, with land, without land, moving or not moving. And so I don't know what just happened. We just got a little blank spot there, but we're back. I don't know what happened. So, Ron, you are listening in, and, you know, we've talked about all different types of housing and community development and whatnot. I think what we have going on with our Jobonomics partner with Chuck is wonderful, because he's got all of the economic stimulus as far as knowing how we can help our communities and go to those local officials and state and federal representatives and talk to them about helping to make a difference for everyone. And that's been exciting, and seeing all the different programs that are in place to help bring economy and help entrepreneurs get started in business. And so that's been a lot of fun. And then as we grow and help communities develop, they're going to have some places for people to live. And I don't know if you know, Ron, but I had heard it back in 2019 or 18, whichever, that it was going to take doubling our housing inventory over the next 25 years to meet the demand, the current demand. And so that's a lot of houses. You think how many years we've been here in the United States and how we've been the United States and how many houses there are, and to double that in just 25 years to meet the housing need is incredible. So we're seeing all types of different materials
the demand,
and products
the demand,
and housing and things being used.
Yeah, the demand is huge. And that's why we're positioned
an unlimited
a way to help people.
Yes, exactly. And so we can help people to get a smaller sized home if that fits their budget. And that's kind of where we started with all of this, with tiny homes. And Joel had a fondness for tiny homes and developing communities with tiny homes. And I'm sure we've talked about it, Ron, but I from what Joel shared with me, it was let's create communities where people can live in smaller homes and dwellings with like-minded individuals. Veterans, their extended family, first responders, and be able to bring people together living in smaller pockets communities, and also being able to take a look at, their home could be, and I like, Joel didn't say this, but I know it for many veterans, a tiny home or a smaller home provides a great cocoon. It's a great place. It's like a big hug. It's not too large. It doesn't become overwhelming. And it's a great size space. And then depending upon what their needs might be for physical needs, there can be grab bars, all kinds of things. And a tiny home is easy to navigate and can have wide hallways and can have walk-in showers, and there's all kinds of things to do to create housing, regardless of somebody's physical condition.
Well, I think, Barb, what's another advantage of the Attainable House Program is that one of the things Joel talked significantly about is ownership and having turn your housing, your home, your leveraging it into a asset, not just as a residence, but also turning it into as a cash stream. You can have a home-based business from your attainable home. So then you have incredible tax advantages. You can create an income. But really what's more important is that as we forge forward with the Hope Collection, one of our focuses in whatever area we're talking housing, or we're talking education, or we're talking about lifestyle, whatever we're talking about, what we really want to help understand is that where our focus is to helping create generational prosperity. And those words are, you never hear, you're just starting to hear their words, and it's become a catchphrase for some churches have become very familiar with it because they understand they can't break you can't break bondage without ownership, and you can't create prosperity if you can't be able to pass it forward. Having a job is not prosperity.
Right.
You can pay some bills, but it's not prosperity. You can turn the money that you earn in a job and turn it into something that you own and have it grow, but the job itself is not prosperity. And we've had several generations that were taught a lie, that if they got a good job, they'd be okay. And that has proven out in the last 2 years of COVID. It's proven there's no security in a job.
Right.
The only thing you can have security in is ownership, and ownership of something that creates value and equity. And that's fundamental to every action and program that we are involved in to do that. And so we want to make sure that we can help break the cycle of poverty. And so we're on the cutting edge, as volunteer organizations are. There's a lot of very, very good organizations that do a lot of good things for veterans and their first responders and their families. But even they, for the most part, don't have any idea or any clue how they can create generational prosperity. And it's critical. It's absolutely essential. And one of the reasons that why our country grew from the start of the Industrial Revolution forward to the level that it has is because we maximized ownership and private development to the highest level of any country on the face of the earth. It's also opens the door for the most generosity to happen, too. Now, there are shortcomings and there are people that take advantage and all that. That's life. You're going to have that happen in anything. But at the same time, mm-hmm. if you can create prosperity that improves the lives of a family and they don't lose it. That's like an investment. Take returns. And so when you talk about
yes.
affordable, attainable homes, Barb, what you're doing is you're laying the foundation for a family to establish what money can, because attainable home means that just that, they're affordable. They're something that somebody can do.
Right.
I like to tell people when we discuss and describe who the Hope Collection is, we're inclusive. We're not trying to exclude anybody. But most companies, most organizations, most things operate in the vein and the thought of exclusivity. And exclusive meaning there's some that can't. And we don't have that with the Hope Collection. We have inclusive. We have how can we find a way to make it happen? It's a whole different mindset, number one, and it also is a whole different outcome. And when you can help families create prosperity, you can help them create generational prosperity, and you can break the cycles that have gone on generation after generation. In reality, when you know who one of the biggest proponents of generational prosperity, you know who one of the, you may, in this week of all weeks, everybody should recognize that one of the key men in modern times is a pastor, an author, he's a leader, his name is Dr. Martin Luther King, and he believed in prosperity for families. And there are people that go around trying to preach the opposite, and all that means is that all they're doing is keeping people bonded. So we're against that. We're all for helping people. It's a whole different way of life. It's a whole different outlook, and you operate with a different set of rules. It's called trust and believe and faith and help, and not lip service. When you're a servant leader, that means you're serving, you're not getting served, you serve. So all the benefits and talents and gifts that we've been given, we can help somebody else. The more you do that, the more rich your life will be. So I know that's a little bit off the plan on Wednesdays that you've been, specifically talking about an actual home. And there are people who come on the call and you show and you share with them what the attainable homes could be. And I love how you've shown that, in some cities, and this is what it is in Buffalo, in the old wards, what they call wards, those were how the cities were divided up, council, the wards. Many of the properties are what they call long narrow, and back when they weren't cars, they didn't have a driveway next to the house. They might have had a driveway in front of the house, but they only needed a hitching post for a horse. So you didn't have wide lots, and so the lots were more affordable. Well, today a house mostly consists of a wider footprint. Well, we can take a combined footprint, or we can take the long, narrow lot and double, put a long end-to-end and create a fairly good-sized, 900 square-foot house and go up. And so you create a home for a family in a very narrow lot. And you, many times, because of that property's already got the electric, gas, water, and sewage in, you've lowered the ability of how much it's going to cost to build that house.
Not much. You can bring them in from outside already built and dropped in, like we've talked before. You can build it right on site. You can build it parts, off site and then assemble on site. So there's all different kinds of ways to do it. But I just can't wait to see how we can help that community of people. Ron, when you talk about generational prosperity, it really wasn't taught. I mean, I remember my dad telling me to save 10% of everything I make and I'd be great, in the future. And that had been handy. I did do that every so often. But there's other things that about being, like a home-based business, there's huge advantages. And, of course, we're not providing any tax help or you know, that kind of stuff. But there are advantages of running your own business. And we have the ability through the Hope Collection to show folks all the different 9,000 or more, maybe it's 12,000, different certification courses that are available. So that, you know, somebody was saying, you know, I think I just want to change. I want to do something different. Or the skills I've had, you know, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to do something different. And we've got every kind of course known to man. And, Ron, I know that you've talked about there's, of course, opportunities to be in the travel industry and learn about that.
We have a whole career program, and you can go. Many community colleges have what's called a hospitality degree, and you go and you spend probably over 2 years. You're going to spend $10,000 for tuition and books and time and energy, and of course when you're in the classroom you can't earn any money. We have a fully accredited travel agent business, and your degree is you become a certified travel agent. And you go to travel agent university on your own time. And you know how much you can become? You could be a travel agent expert. Let's just say Disney. You can be a Disney expert. And when doing that, you get discounts and you get special rating and special treatment. But you can help other people to go to Disney, and then you make commissions. Do you know how much the course for that costs?
How much?
Nothing.
Nothing?
How about you be special needs? You be a special needs where many times today there's more of special needs people. I'm one of those people because I had a stroke. So my sister just came back. They were on a cruise to Cozumel last week. And she has MS. So my brother-in-law's got cancer, and they have some needs. Well, we just set it up with the cruise line, and they took care of them. They did everything they needed, and they had wheelchair for them when they got on the ship. She had to pack some of them, fly down to Florida. All because we used our certification to be able to arrange that. And so they went for a week, and they took four grandkids with them. She said she'd never do that again. I understand. I wouldn't either. But they had a wonderful time. They went swimming with the dolphins and Cozumel and things she never dreamed that she would ever be able to do. And it was a great, great experience. And we did that because we know how to set it up, because I became a travel agent, got trained. My wife dreamed of going to Europe. She was an English major, historian, and things of England. Well, you know, on our 10th wedding anniversary, we did go there for 3 weeks and explored, and that was great. But then we went on a cruise to Europe, flew over there, and went down the Rhine River from Amsterdam all the way to Switzerland. And when we got home, now here's the benefit. When we got home, we went on our cruise, enjoyed it, paid for it. We had an $800 check in our mailbox.
No, it's so neat.
You know, that's not too shabby. They paid us to go on our own vacation. I have a customer that always, him and his wife were big Elvis fans. And so they wanted to go to Memphis. So we got them hooked up with American Cruise Lines. I studied to become a certified travel agent for American River Cruises. I got them on the paddle wheel boat. Flew them in early the day before, so they got a free night's hotel, and they went to the Elvis Presley Museum, I guess it's called Graceland. They went to the recording studio where Elvis did all that stuff. And then they went on this cruise in the paddle wheel down to New Orleans. And that was a husband and wife, and they went for 8 days. And I made $600. And then I've done four other trips with them. They took a train trip across Canada. That was another one that we did. I don't do a lot of individual training, but I do enough that we earn enough to cover our costs and things like that. And then we get some other benefits, like I specialize in mission trips for churches to go to foreign countries and help them keep up. I've trained in,
do you do
actually,
that?
I got folks into Cuba and back safe. country, and you just can't decide. You can't just go to Cuba. You know, they different countries have relationships, but they go to tourist spots. But if you're a missionary and you want to go help people in the back country, you got to deal with communist communist government, and they're not cooperative. In fact, the one group gave the government, local government, $10,000 to build a church. And when they got there, they got enough bricks that they delivered. The government delivered enough bricks to put a foundation 4 foot tall, and it was a 10 by 10 room. But they only could build it. The brick that they got for $10,000 was 10 by 10, 4 foot high. No. They robbed them. But see, you have to be willing to understand when you go into foreign countries how they operate, because not everybody is open to operate honestly with the U.S. But we become special.
And you know what? That's a really good point. When we run a business here in the United States, when you run a business here in the United States, there's all kinds of overhead. There's costs, expenses, you know, paper clips and staples and rent for the building and those types of things. And what we want to do through the whole collection is show people how they can be in business for themselves, and so that the place where they live has the potential to be a part of their business and potentially tax deductible. Also, all the supplies that they would use. And Joel taught us to be in our own supply chain, that, you know, you've got expenses. Why not be your own supply chain and provide your services and products and things to your business? And so you make money, and then you get tax deductions as well and many, many other benefits that of course, you'd have to check with a CPA and tax accountant and all. But the idea is that to help people become capable of running a business, everybody these days, I hear them calling it a side hustle, or, you know, kids are making money off of NFTs. I think we're going to see a change and a shift in the world as to how people make money, and being able to do that from an attainable home in their own neighborhood, serving the people they love, and being in their own supply chain and helping others. It's, I think, an ideal situation. I think somebody's on the phone here that I haven't talked to in a while, and I miss you much. Country Boy, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing today?
Maybe not. Yay!
Yes, I'm here.
Good. We're so glad you're here.
Every time I sit back and hear Ron Clayton talk, I get a chance to spiritual time travel in my spirit. I close my eyes and imagine just going these places that him and Rick Reese goes all the time. Talked to Rick the other night. He was doing the spiritual call, and they was laying on the beach in Punta Cana. And I'm like, oh, man. And then I could imagine myself.
Country Boy, my wife has already ordered her non-alcoholic pina colada. So when we get there and we get down to the beach, that guy that comes out in a little uniform and has the tray, he's going to deliver it to Linda in the chaise lounge on the beach. It's already set up.
Oh, sweet. I hear a little guy in the background saying, the plane. The plane.
Yeah. Hey, folks, I got to sign off because I have another appointment that I've got to run to. I did want to say hi and thank you, Barb, for having the show running today. And we'll stay in touch. Monday we'll be back on. I'll be back on the air on Monday or Tuesday next week. So look forward to talking to you guys. Have
all
a great
right.
week.
All right. You two have fun. Be safe.
Ron, see
you. All bye right. Bye. Well, Country Boy.
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
I'm a girlfriend. I've been around the world. I've been looking for different types of things. But now it's like I don't have to look for anything now. God's sending everything we're looking for. So it's absolutely, everybody's talking about the weather. We're having weather conversation. You just couldn't even get nobody to say nothing. And now they're at least talking about the weather. I mean, I remember when I was younger, one of my favorite songs was, "Although I Love the Sunshine, I Still Must Accept Some Rain, So Why Does Anybody Complain?" You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about, and the other day, I felt like I was I don't want to say a kid, but let's just say that you're a grown man playing in the rain.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Lord. I found myself playing in the rain. Matter of fact, when I come between the two cars the last time, I ran and jumped right in the middle of the water puddle and went splash. And I went, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, that was fun. And then talked to my sister them just an hour and 10 minutes just north of me in this little hometown of mine. They got 8 inches of snow. So they sending me videos of them. You remember the old days where you used to could get in a car hood? There's been one sitting on my grandmama's property for at least 30, 40 years. My sister, my brother, my little nieces, there's 8 of them in a car hood coming down the driveway in the snow. So I said, Ron, it's hard to do any of this stuff and not time travel. Really, like what I was saying, I don't really even have to go nowhere to take a trip. My grandma, when I used to stand out on that big rock, she says, "Where are you at today, baby?" I said, "Grandmama, I'm Flash today. I'm going to run around the world and bless some people. I'll be back before sundown." So that's when I came up with, I said it to Ron just now, get a chance to spiritually time travel inside of your mind and go places that your flesh is too heavy to go, that you can go places in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit without leaving home. So I'm always celebrating. When I see people, Josetta just sent me some photographs. She's in the travel business. She just got back from Africa, and she spent several days in Johannesburg. Sent me some photographs and say, "Oh, I want you to go to Africa. We're going to plan another trip in November." Well, I'm going, and I don't plan trips. I let somebody else do that. How's the conversation? How's the conversation? Tell Elise I miss her. Travel conversation, building homes. I heard you say at the end of that travel conversation, yeah, people could use it for their home. Did y'all hear that word? Home. I'm going to say it one more time. It sounds so good. Home base business. Even people that didn't even believe, non-believers, are getting a chance to see now that the economy has shifted, what could I do or what should I do from home? That question is going to start with tapping into that old hope list, not a Christmas list, a hope list. What is that one thing, Barbara, that people have hoped for most of their life? My uncle says, "How you doing?" "Oh, I'm good." You haven't lived all your life yet. And Barbara says, "Country."
Right.
Let's change the name. Change the name from what, Barbara? Tiny homes. Tiny to a lot of people is tiny. Tiny to a veteran who's sleeping underneath a bridge, who has a place, how do you say it, Barbara, with running water and utilities. You mean he don't have to roll over
a home
and the cardboard? He could cuddle up in a attainable home. I'm gonna push the pause button right there, Barbara, because I look forward to Wednesday, waking up them hopes and those dreams of people. And here we are in 2022, Barbara. I'm gonna do at least a dozen. Scott started with 12. That seems like a good number for me. I'm building
that's a good number.
At least 12 homes this year. Here's the good part. It's not Christmas. We're talking Christmas in July now. I'm going to give the houses away. I'm giving at least 12. I'm putting it into the airways. Y'all heard Country Boy. we got you on recording. This is live. This ain't Memorex. I'm putting 12 attainable spirits into a home that they're going to be calling their own. And with your help and Hope Collection help, we're going to do it together. Somebody is already out there praying that we would be obedient and do what God has showed us how to do and told us how to do, build somebody an affordable, sustainable, attainable home. Back over you, Bob.
Wow, you just said a great word, obedient. You know, we need to be good stewards of the knowledge that we have and be obedient and share it with others. Wow, that just got me right in the heart. That is, that's important. That's we're not here to keep all the secrets. We're here to share and help others and empower others to be able to do and be more than they ever thought they could be. Wow. So really very good.
When you talk to Elise again, I'm sorry, go ahead. When you talk to Elise again.
No, go ahead.
I couldn't tell her story as well as her, but all last week and during the last part of the year, the Christmas holidays, tell Elise, I tried to use her voice one day, and Elise says, yeah, right size. And if you don't know what to do, we'll have some people to come over there and get rid of that stuff for you. I tell her I was laughing in my spirit on how she just transformed and moves some people into a mobile, not a trailer, not a mobile home, but took a bus and converted it into a business. I was still going, ah, last week. And then, lo and behold, as soon as I have the thought, I go, oh, there goes one, a coffee house, a bus.
Right.
And see, Elise is looking into the future. And say, yes, we're building the tiny homes, but while you're doing that and they shut your business down, why don't you open up your own business, Barbara Riley? Let's get us a school bus
right,
and call it a coffee house. Call it to be as if it already was. And I've seen Elise do it and tell her she spoke it up, and it's already coming to pass over here.
Yep.
I mentioned it to my friend, and he goes, I know where we could buy an old school bus. I said, you do? How much they want for it? It's about $6,000. It's still run, yeah. Shoot. Well, we're getting ready to buy a school bus and turn it into a coffee shop.
Awesome. Awesome.
For $6,000.
Awesome.
You don't tell me you're going to build a coffee house for $6,000. I said, I'll show you how to do it.
Right? That's certainly brick and mortar and having the rent and all that. That is awesome.
So
and then you can take it wherever the people are at.
Yes, ma'am. So you make sure and go grab her and tell her we got a new year, a blank calendar. We got land. The snow will be gone next week, so y'all don't have to worry about working in the snow. Come on up here to Georgia. Let's go to the mountains. My sister them came up from Orlando and Tampa, and all of a sudden get in the mountains and get snowed in, and they're loving it. I want to build some houses. I want to build some communities. And with you and Lisa's help, I'm going to be able to do that. So I'm going to be looking for my blueprints this week. We're getting ready to build some homes, y'all. It's 2022. We're going to start out with each one teach one. We're going to build a house on my property, and my neighbor's going to want one, and my retired brother-in-law, who's a veteran, he's going to want one. And we're going to make love go viral around here. As soon as somebody see us, Barbara, you know how those human people that don't live in the spirit all the time, they say seeing is believing. We're not talking about faith as a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We're speaking it as if it already has been built, and there's going to be some attainable homes going into operation this year. Just as sure as it came out our mouth, Barbara, God says there's many people called and there's few chosen, and we're the chosen ones to build some houses in 2022.
Amen. Amen. Well, I have relocated myself up to Jacksonville, and so I'm closer to you now.
Oh, for real?
And, yeah. And
well, that's good.
Hanging out up here. Yeah. And so have
closer
you...
Closer is always better.
That's right. You had told me that Rick Grease is developing 6 different community centers.
Yes, ma'am.
And also that Mr. Tettleton... Is it Tettleton
just got off
or
the phone with him.
William? Did you?
Yes, ma'am.
And he's the mayor of the town, and I have had an opportunity to spend time with Chuck and the Hope Collection and Jobonomics and talking about the programs and the things that are available that I can't wait to share with you that will help both will help everyone. And help develop community and create jobs and all kinds of stuff. And so, yeah.
Barb,
have
you? You talked to Chuck?
Yes.
You said you talked to Chuck, the Jobonomics man?
Yep, I talked to Chuck on Wednesdays and Fridays, and he's the man. So he knows where the money is for federal funding and infrastructure and whatnot, and that's what you need when you're developing communities and creating jobs. And he's got so many plug and play programs for entrepreneurs, micro enterprise businesses, like we're talking about.
Wow.
Whether it's travel, or becoming a life coach, or becoming a medical transcriptionist, and then. There are also things that we could teach people how to convert buses from gas to electric, or how to convert a bus to a coffee shop, there's all kinds of programs, some really neat things like a digital academy that is just incredible to help bring in the teaching that's available to learn how to be right up to snuff with things like NFT and Bitcoin and digital everything and have a center where people can come and learn. And, oh, my gosh, it's just incredible the things that we've been talking about. And it's not far-fetched. And the money that was voted in and approved for infrastructure is there, and not all of it has been earmarked. And so we know how to get with the right people to say, hey, well, we want a chunk of that. And here's what we're going to do and how it's going to benefit the community and how everybody wins from it.
Wow. Yeah. I'm impressed just sitting back listening, because I know I've been hearing about Jobonomics. I did have an opportunity to talk to Chuck one time, but now again, it just emphasizes what we're saying. We're going to build one house at a time, one home at a time, one attainable home at a time. And then when you move in and you reshift in the community and then offer jobs to help support people, Ryan mentioned we have the online travel agency university. I have 3 of my friends that are less than 20 years of age, have more than 3 certifications each, and one of the 15-year-olds runs 2 businesses off of her mama's laptop. So I'm just amazed on what's going on. During the month of January, she shared with me, she made over $4,4600, a 15-year-old.
Nice.
That's why Ron always loves to hear me say, it doesn't matter whether you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. We don't care if you went down the wrong road or come up on the wrong side of the railroad tracks. The Hope Collection has a collection of people to help you get right back on your feet, right back online. Don't make me preach. They say blessings delayed doesn't mean blessings denied. And Barbara just explained to you. Barbara, here's some people might want to write these down. I call it a mental zip code change. And there's 2022, the mind is the most powerful force in the universe. And even though some things that we've been going through have may not have suited you, there is a blessing in every lesson. So now God might have to relocate you. He might have you to redo some things, rethink some things, reestablish some things, renew some things. You know, sometimes your computer gets stuck. You don't have to stop and start all over. Just push the refresh button. So you'll be in a new location. Now you can rearrange your thoughts, rearrange your life, reposition. In order for you to be blessed, you must be at the right place. At the right place, at the right place. Reposition yourself so you will be in position to receive your reward. Notice that all those words had re, which means it's already been done. God says it's already been done. It's already been done. It's already been done. So the plans that I have for you, I'm talking like I was talking in God's voice. The plans that I have for you, Barbara Raleigh, he says I have plans to prosper you. So I'm just waiting for everybody to go ahead and fast forward again, just like they was waiting at the midnight hour, going to wait till the midnight hour, till New Year's comes. Now we're in a new year. Don't be put your little WWJD signs up. God says, I've already done everything that I said I'm going to do. You didn't think you was even going to make it into a new year. And now I've repositioned you in your new location. It's new, whether it was old or new. It might have been there before you got there, but to you it's new. So he told me to let you in on a secret. If you guys are promise. The secret that I'm going to tell you that you're going to tell everybody. Be careful.
Oh, no.
what you asked for, because God says, I'm going to give it to you. And he told me to tell you guys, I'm getting ready. T.D. Jakes said, get ready. So God says, I'm getting ready. He's ready. He's omnipotent. He was ready before you was ready. He says, I'm getting ready to do a new. Did you hear that word, Barbara? A new.
New.
I wonder what that is. I want to stop, Barbara. He said he's going to build a new.
Tell me.
Tiny home. A new.
Yeah.
It may not be new to you, but you ain't never lived there before. It's going to be new. It's going to be so. He's going to do some new things in this 2022, and he's going to do it. Well, sustainable home. Yeah. That's over you, Barbara.
He's moving in a big way.
Country and this is Gary again.
Hey, Gary.
I just want to interject one thing before we go. I know it's a couple of minutes to it, but basically, wow, this call has re-energized me to where I want to become more active in every way I can. And next Wednesday, I will not be able to be on the call because I have a doctor's appointment. Can't avoid it. But from now on, I'm going to try and make the call every day during the week.
Nice.
Well.
That'd be great, Gary. Yeah. I'll be right here to join up with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to you, Gary. I thought I heard your little voice cackling in the background.
Oh, yeah.
You probably would have said something earlier if I was shut up a few minutes.
Well, no. I mean, like,
talking before you got there.
I was talking before you got there, but...
Bob, we do. We're right at the top of the hour, Gary. I'm glad you spoke up. We got about 5 minutes. So, Barbara, go ahead now. I know some people show up late, but let's just pretend like I did show up for late, but we're pretending, Barbara. let's just pretend that somebody like Country Boy showed up at the end. Well, he said he's going to take the last and make them first. Let's showed up at the end of the show, and Barbara Riley was live on International Talk Hope Radio talking about attainable homes. And she's at the three-yard line. She's got about 3 minutes left to tell people in a nutshell what the show was about. Girl, you should have been there. We was talking about this, Barbara. Give it to them. Don't drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's cool.
All right.
So
well,
they can.
We were talking about affordable, attainable, sustainable, and resilient housing, no matter what the size or the cost, whether it's low or high, big or small. What we want to do is work with people where they're at. Whatever your current situation is, we want to take a look at it and then say, okay, here's what we have to work with, and here's what we can turn this into. And there's amazing, amazing ways that we can help folks. Tiny homes are tiny, attainable. They could be anywhere from 200 square feet or 70 square feet all the way up to 10,000 square feet. But let's say they're up to 1,000 square feet. There is a way for us to help an individual take a look at their situation, whether they've got bad credit, no credit, whatever their story is, we can work with them. We know that we're working with hundreds of 501c3s that are willing to help and to support, that have interest in different groups, different communities, and different development and growth. And so we have a way to partner alongside with others to help individuals with being able to start their foundation with a home, and then we'll work with them from there to do additional training if they want that, and to help them to ultimately create an income, have stability, create generational wealth and prosperity so that they can live out their purpose. And whether that's, you know, from a small location or from a large location, I like the mental zip code change. We can operate out of anywhere, can't we?
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So we are the Hope Collection, and my name is Barbara Riley, and my company is Buildsworth, and we help individuals and builders to create homes that are able to be full-time dwellings. And there is so much good that just getting ready to happen. It's already happened. God already made it happen, and now we just need to plug in the right people to the right resources, and we're off and running.
Yes. Barb, did we lose you? Barbara? I don't know if we're dead. Gary, are you still there?
I think we might have.
I think we lost her. Well, look, guys. It is 11:58. We're 2 minutes before the top of the hour. We usually have our show up until 1 o'clock every day. So, Gary, I guess if you can hear me, they can still hear me too. Well, we want to thank you guys for joining us again. Monday through Friday, we serve up hope at lunch at noontime. That's Eastern Standard Time every day. We have a resource. Resource Center, rrcenter.com. We have a ton of information and a ton of connections. So wherever you are, keep in mind, love and hope is not hope until one gives it away. So if you want to experience some love and hope today, then you start by going out and giving some love and hope away. I tell people, practice it. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better at whatever it is that you do. So here's the twist. Don't miss it. Do unto others before they do unto you. So when you give some love and hope away, guess what happened, Gary? It comes right back to you. So join us again tomorrow at noon where we serve up hope for lunch. We have no hidden agendas or hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, you, and you. Have a blessed and winning day, and we'll see you guys listening out for you tomorrow on the International Hope Collection Show. Have a good day.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Barb, call me.
Okay.